Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies of Pizza, South Philly, where big games are always better with crab fries. Online, chickiesofpizza.com, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. Elliott Shore Parks joins us every Friday at 3. It is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliott, how are you doing this fine summer-ish Friday?
Doing good. Excited to talk to you guys. Excited for a top 11 week next week. So excited to get this going.
Yeah, I was saying before, I do feel like, you know, I'm happy and I am thankful for every staff member that submits their top 11. But you, I feel like, will put more work than any other WIP staff member into your top 11.
Yeah, I mean, my life is basically one big lift. So this is right up my alley in terms of how I view things. So, yeah, I'm very ready.
So before we get to the top 11, you do the Go Birds podcast. More specifically, I want to talk to you about Go Birds Daily, which is the Go Birds. If you subscribe to Go Birds wherever you get your podcasts, you get an Eagles podcast every day from Elliott. Elliott, so there's not really any Eagles thing that will happen. I mean, maybe they sign somebody, but probably not. Between now and training camp, how do you keep Go Birds Daily going every single day without new information?
Because honestly, I just think about the Eagles all the time, so I feel like I always have something new to say about it. But also, there's just always Eagles news. Like, there just really is. Like you said, maybe they'll sign somebody. They'll probably be rumored to sign almost every big name free agent between now and then, so there's always something to talk about. And I do think they will make a move between now and camp. I really do. Like, they've now had OTAs and mandatory mini camp to look at the roster and to assess where they're at. And they have 13 draft picks and a ton of cap space. So I think, while obviously we all view these next 6 weeks as like a vacation for them, and to an extent it kind of is, it's really a chance to assess the roster entering, you know, like the season. So I think they will make a move between now and then. It's just a matter of who.
That's a little surprising to me. I would have thought that they would have seen a little more training camp first, and maybe we see it in August. But that's a little surprising to me that you think it'll happen before camp opens.
Well, so as much as I do think they'll probably give some positions. Obviously, like, I don't think they're going to trade for a safety, a cornerback, and a linebacker between now and camp. Like, they will take some into training camp. But Vic Fangio really, really values practice, and he values those players getting reps in training camp. So, like, Cooper DeJean took, you know, probably 2 more weeks to play last season than he would have for another coordinator, because Vic Fangio wanted to see Cooper out there practicing. So, while I get your point, I do think that there's a good chance that Vic will want whoever this player might be to get as many reps as he can in training camp, and that can only happen if you acquire that player prior to training camp.
That is a good point. I hadn't considered that. So yesterday was shocking in June that we had a day full of arguing about Jalen. I wanted to get your Jalen Hurts, rather. Just get take your temperature on the two specific ones, one in the midday show, one in the afternoon show. Midday show, one first. So midday show argument was, should we be able to bring up Jalen Hurts' supporting cast when debating how good he is compared to other quarterbacks? What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's dishonest to act like the cast around Jalen has nothing to do with his skill set. He probably is in the best situation any quarterback could be in the NFL. A great front office, a great roster, a great coaching staff. Like, it is absolutely part of why Jalen is successful. If Jalen was drafted by Cleveland or Jacksonville, there's almost no shot he would have the resume he has now. So, yeah, of course it is part of it. Now, the counter to that is a lot of the great quarterbacks are in great situations, right? I mean, a lot of them have pieces around them that make them better. But yes, Jalen is helped by the situation he's in.
And then the one on our show, as Jack lost his mind at the beginning of the show, was a late addition for our show topic, and that Jack was ready to explode, was that we have overrated the year that Jalen had last year. What are your thoughts on that one?
So I disagree with that. Now, I do understand what Jack is saying. Like, yes, there were parts of the season, you could argue, like long stretches, where Jalen didn't play that well. That can be true while also acknowledging that when it mattered most, he played the best he could. And you can laugh and ignore that, but that is the truth. So it was what he did last year overrated? Absolutely not. Like, he is not ranked in the top five of these lists because of a regular season. I would argue a lot of those quarterbacks aren't ranked in the top five because of regular season. They're ranked in the top five because of what they've done in the playoffs, and they win. And those are two things Jalen does. So, yes.
Lamar's not ranked as an elite quarterback,
right,
because of
Lamar
what he does
the
playoffs. Okay.
All right. You're right.
Just wanted to point that out.
Right, but I guess my
Can I point this out too real quick? I'm sorry, I couldn't let it go. But did you say Jalen had stretches where he didn't play well last year?
He said long stretches.
Long stretches. Did you say that?
I think there were probably, I mean, I'm trying to think, the beginning of the season, the first 4 weeks of the season, he didn't play that
okay.
well.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
See, but this is
we've had this argument. We've had this argument with you that the passing game could have been better last year and that he didn't have an elite year last year. Like, you literally have argued us, all three of us. You turned me against you.
Correct.
And I'm a Jalen guy, and you turned me against you.
Well, see, this is what's sad, Ike, is like Jack
what?
Like, have bullied everybody into thinking just because there are stretches or parts of his game that aren't great, that other, like, the superlatives about him are not correct. He did have an outstanding year last year. The passing game was better than people give it credit for. That does not mean that there weren't stretches where they struggled. You can go through every single quarterback last year, and there are stretches where they struggled. So, yes, Jalen was not perfect for 20 games last year. That is absolutely true.
Okay.
He has to pass the ball better next year.
Okay, that's all. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
No, I was going to say, but he is still, in my opinion, probably the best this franchise will ever get at quarterback. If you look at what he is right now, there is an extremely small chance there is ever a time where there is a quarterback.
Hold on. When you say
that is more accomplished than him.
Well, that's different than saying he's the best from a talent standpoint that they'll ever get at the quarterback position. If you want to say he'll be the most successful quarterback ever for the franchise at that position, okay, you almost just knocked him a little bit for having talent around him. That's part of the reason why he's having the success, and maybe some other quarterback's resume won't be that good because no other quarterback has had this much talent around him to play for the Eagles.
Yeah, but of course the talent around him matters. Like, of course it does.
I didn't say it didn't matter. I'm just saying when you say he's the best that the organization will ever have, that just, I mean, you're speaking from, I'm trying to be clear about what you're speaking from an individual standpoint, or do you mean from what he's going to accomplish as a quarterback? That's different.
I think there is definitely a world where they have a quarterback at quarterback that you could argue has more raw talent than Jalen. I don't think there.
Yeah, that's all. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, that's all.
I don't think there will ever be a quarterback of this franchise that is Super Bowl MVP, like the face of the Jordan brand, 25 years old, drafted by the team. Like, I mean, seriously, look at the resume he has right now. I don't see how there is any debate on this guy being, like, probably the best they'll ever do at quarterback.
Well, listen, I don't want to argue over it because, quite frankly, it almost implies that we'll never have it as good as we have it right now. And
that's
I think the organization
true.
Is too – hold on, listen to me. Just like they found Jalen Hurts, they're good at finding talent and putting good teams together. It's 25 years of proof of it. It's 25 right. years of proof of it. And from an individual talent standpoint at that position, you can argue they found quarterbacks that were individually more talented than Jalen.
So – There is 25 years of proof of this being a winning franchise. There is not.
Okay, and finding good quarterbacks, and yeah. finding very good quarterbacks.
But there is not a long stretch of them going to two Super Bowls in 3 years, winning like 80% of their games in the regular season.
I understand that, but that's not just a quarterback. That's a defense. That's an offensive line. That's having two of the top 10, 12 receivers in football. That's having the best running back in football. It's a lot there with
yeah,
the quarterback.
Pretty overwhelming.
All that matters, but none of it matters more
yeah.
than Jalen. Oh, none of it matters more than Jalen.
Oh.
Like, before Jalen got here, this team had won, what, one playoff game in, like, 5 years? Two or 3 years, I guess, at that point. When they fired Doug, right, they had won yeah. four games that year. So it's not like Jalen took over a machine that was ready to go. Jalen's rookie year, he wasn't yeah. supposed to make the playoffs. They weren't supposed to make the
right.
playoffs. And he did, right? So like,
and they were looking for a quarterback that offseason. They were looking for another quarterback that offseason. Okay.
They were. But they didn't
okay.
get one.
Okay.
And now.
But they were looking for one, though.
They were, absolutely. And that's because
okay.
Jalen
okay.
had to improve. And Jalen did improve.
Okay.
But,
okay.
like, when you look at his resume and what he has, I would just be hard-pressed to ever think there'll be a time where we're talking about a quarterback with a better resume for this team. I would be surprised because it's been –
A resume, I agree with you. I agree with you. There may never be a quarterback with a better resume for the Cowboys than Troy Aikman. Doesn't mean Tony Romo wasn't a better quarterback from a talented standpoint.
No, but it does.
Doesn't mean you can't argue. It doesn't mean it's the resumes. Elliot, I'm with you. I'm with you. But I'm just telling you what goes into the resume. You're making it seem like it's all Jalen. I'm saying a big part of his resume is because of what's around him and the success the team is having. He just had a 2,000-yard rusher. He just had a 2,000-yard rusher.
100%. But every single great
okay.
player has great talent around him. There are very few players, frankly, other than like LeBron and Cleveland.
Elliot, we won one Super Bowl, Elliot. Elliot, we won one Super Bowl.
Yes, I agree.
With Jalen. We didn't win three yeah. with Jalen. Okay, so can we let him win multiple?
Well, if he wins
Super Bowls,
right? But again, I didn't say he's the best quarterback in the history of the NFL. We're talking about an Eagles franchise that
Not
had
yet.
Never even won a Super Bowl. That had never even won a Super Bowl until 7 years ago.
Before Jalen.
Right. No, I'm saying until like
they had never won a Super Bowl before
yeah.
Jalen.
No.
Okay.
Said,
so they had won a Super Bowl before Jalen. Okay. I thought he was the Messiah, and the organization stunk before he got here, and he came and saved everybody. I thought that's what you were saying.
Is this not the best 3-year stretch in franchise history?
From the team, not from a quarterback play standpoint.
I agree with the whole team, but Jalen's the quarterback. He's the most important player on the team. So, of course, when we're
all right, we're chasing our tail. I got you.
Elliot,
I think we all understand.
Elliot, do the yeah. Eagles need Jalen more, or does Jalen need the Eagles more?
It's a good question.
It should be an easy answer for you.
Yeah, the Eagles need a quarterback, so I guess I would say the Eagles
right.
need Jalen. No, I mean, look, Jalen probably needs the Eagles. He is in a great place.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
That's all we want. You can make a point without going overboard with your point.
I don't think it's overboard. I don't think I'm being
overboard. Well, it is. You almost painted a picture like he saved the Eagles organization, and without him, we would be nothing.
I didn't say that. What I said was he's
– Well, no, that's the picture, though.
Right, but that's not the.
There'll never be another time. They'll never have another quarterback like Jalen Hurts. This is the great. Like, come on, man. Oh my God.
The franchise is.
I mean, people could have said though.
Oh my God,
Elliot. People could have said that Carson Wentz, the year that he had, was as good as a quarterback ever played for the Eagles. That fell apart, and they were able to find somebody within 3 years, or with it while he was there to replace him. So, like, if you're going to give Howie all the credit you give him for building what you can build, I would also say that if Howie decided he needed to go get a quarterback, you would probably have faith he could go get a quarterback.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I think Howie could find a quarterback. I don't know if they could find another quarterback that goes to the Super Bowl twice in 3 years. I just don't. Like, maybe it will happen. I'm not saying it's impossible. But if you look at the history of the franchise and even the past 25 years, it's not like they're pumping out great quarterbacks every single year. It's not like they're going to the Super Bowl all the time. Like, this is a new thing for them. So, of course.
Because that's a team. I mean, it takes a team to get to the Super Bowl.
But we'll. I mean, Elliot, in the 20 years before Jalen,
it takes a team to get
in the 20 years before Jalen, the Eagles had three quarterbacks that were second in MVP voting. They had Donovan McNabb, Carson Wentz, Michael Vick. That's three in 20 years. That might be more than any franchise in the NFL.
Okay, so how many of them won a Super Bowl?
No. But you're being crazy.
No, I'm not being crazy. But what I'm pointing out
You are being crazy because you're mixing up two things. You're mixing up their ability to find a good quarterback and their team success. You're purposely doing it. You have to purposely be doing it.
I'm not. What I'm doing is pointing out, what I'm really saying is this franchise does not have a rich history at quarterback. Like, they have had great quarterbacks, but they have a single Hall of Fame quarterback in franchise history. Like, let's not act like I'm saying this dude is going to, like, the Niners and is the best quarterback in franchise history. God. I'm saying what he's accomplished puts him at the top of the list at quarterback, and I would be surprised if they find a quarterback that ends with a better resume than Jalen.
But that is different than them having the best quarterback in Jalen. Like, you understand, like, his resume that you're giving him
all the
is the resume of the team.
No, I understand that, but that's what we do with quarterbacks. I'm not reinventing the wheel here. I'm not making some bold new point. All we ever do is point to a quarterback's resume, win-loss percentage, and talk about how great they are. That's all we do. This is exactly what I did with Carson. Me and Ike used to argue about this all the time. Mm-hmm. I would say they're not winning with Carson, and Ike would go because they don't have enough talent around him, right? So this is not a new opinion of mine. I've always valued win-losses for a quarterback. So when I look at Jalen's win-loss, how would I feel any other way? Then, of course, they're going to have a hard time to ever find a quarterback with a better resume than him.
All right. I
just don't think it's that strong of a statement. Like, look at what he's done. I'm not making these stats up. His resume is not like...
No.
But the way you're saying yeah, like, you're saying... Here are the two different things. Here's what you could say, and here's what you are saying. Okay. What you could say is it's unlikely in the next 25 years that an Eagles quarterback will end up with the same resume that Jalen has. But what you're saying is it's unlikely the Eagles will find a quarterback with the same resume as Jalen. Those are two different things. Like, you could make the argument they've given Jalen the resume as much as he's gotten the resume. So maybe it's possible over the next 20 years they don't have another quarterback, or 25 years, another quarterback that goes to two Super Bowls in 3 years. But the way you're framing it is not that he is ending with the best resume. It's that he brought them the resume.
I just think the mental gymnastics you're doing right now to disprove the point is, like, crazy to me. All I'm saying is...
No,
you guys really hate
doing
Jalen.
I'm not doing any mental gymnastics. He has the best resume of any quarterback in franchise history.
Sure.
That is a stat,
well, you know,
right?
But that's obvious. That's obvious. Yes. Nobody's arguing that.
Well, it sounds like you guys are, because you're the one.
No. He just told you. He's arguing, and I was arguing the point that you said. Basically, it can't be done again.
You're saying they won't find a quarterback.
That's what you're saying.
Different.
Correct. That's different.
Obviously, none of us know the answer to that. I'm saying I find it unlikely it will happen. I find it unlikely. And I also think, like, we're outside of the resume part. We do have to consider, like, everything else around him, right? Like, he was drafted by the team. He's young. He's the face of a huge brand. He was on the time list. Like he is checking all the boxes.
Like, we don't care about all that stuff. We're talking about the stuff that actually matters.
No one cares about it. It
really doesn't matter. It's nice for Jalen. It's something that he accomplishes. Who cares about Jalen being with the Jordan brand? What's that got to do with anything?
I care about it. Because no one cares about it until the city goes like...
Why do you care that he's with Jordan brand? Why do you care?
Because when I was growing up, like, I loved that in athletes. I loved when Iverson shoes were some of the most sold around there. I loved when Iverson was on NBA 2K. Like, those were...
So you're happy he has a shoe brand? A shoe brand? That's not uncommon to have a shoe brand. I just thought you keep saying the Jordan brand. Like that matters because he's with Jordan. Okay. Well, Patrick Mahomes is with... Hold on. Patrick Mahomes is with Adidas. He's gone to 5 Super Bowls and won 3. My only point is that quarterbacks get shoe brands. Like, they get shoes. Like, it's what happens. They're in the most visible position. It's not surprising that he's on a winning team that a shoe company wants to associate with him. Like, it's great. It's Jordan brand. I was just wondering. I thought you were a big Jordan fan or something. I don't know. That's what I thought it meant as much to you. I don't care that he's with Jordan brand. I don't care.
No, great.
If he wore Adidas, would it matter?
I think that would be less cool, but also, like, I'm not saying he's the first quarterback to ever have a shoe brand. I'm saying who's the last Eagles quarterback to have one? Carson didn't have one. Bowles didn't have one. Bradford sure didn't have one. Vic did, but he wasn't
McNabb did.
But Vic had one.
He didn't have one here.
I'm not doing this comparison with endorsements or all that nonsense, because that stuff doesn't really mean anything.
But here's why I think it does, though, right? I agree that if you just have endorsements and you don't have a great resume and you're a great player, it doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is, from a franchise standpoint of someone that represents the franchise, I think those things do matter. We talk a lot about athletes off the field. And, like, you know,
I'm just saying he's a great ambassador for the team. Nobody's arguing that. You mean to tell me they won't find another quarterback who could be a great ambassador?
No, I think they could find another quarterback that could be a great
ambassador.
I don't think they could find... I think it would be very, very hard to find another quarterback that's accomplished what Jalen has. That's the point I'm making. The total package, I would be surprised.
Okay. Winning the Super Bowl is basically what you're saying. Going to two Super Bowls out of 3 years is what you're – that's ultimately what you're saying.
Right. So do you guys want to know who's number right? one on my list? Yeah.
Well, next week. Next week. I just want to know – I don't want to know your list now. I want to know if you have a wild card on the list. Because last year you had Kevin Sullivan on the list. Do you have a wild card?
So I almost
and that's why you get challenged all the time.
Yeah. I almost put Quinn Sullivan, Kaven's older brother, because he did make his first appearance for the national team this year. But, no, I don't really think I have a wild card. I think I just have an accurate depiction 1 through 11 of who the top guys are.
And you've already
and
said –
this is the guy whose list that you put your faith into.
Well –
this guy has basically been making us – just driving us crazy for the last 15 minutes.
I just said he
minutes.
Puts work into it. That's all I said is that he tries hard, and that matters to me. Which that's why I appreciate Elliot. Elliot, we will have
put a lot of thought into it.
The only person that could turn someone on his side against him.
Yep.
Like, special don't talent. Let them turn you. Okay. What I'm saying is,
well, we're not turning you. You, you are.
Turning me. It's
let
you.
Put you down. We can appreciate what Jalen is without being some thirsty.
I do appreciate Jalen.
And what are all Spike and I do is tell the truth.
Yeah.
That is all that we do. Yeah.
I do appreciate Jalen, but you go over the top with it. I know why he did it, because we caught him. We jammed him up with the passing game.
Yeah,
that's why he did it, because we jammed him up with the passing game.
Have we watched different seasons over the last 3 years? They win all the time, won the Super Bowl. Like, it's not like I'm making
I agree.
Quarterback that's 9-7.
No, we were talking about the passing game, and it needed me to improve. You already admitted that, so you said that, and I just brought it up to you.
Yeah. Nah, Elliot, they'll throw when they need to. Yeah, they throw when they need to.
We just wanted to point out that you came around to our side of the argument.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Elliot.
No, but
we will have Elliot.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Just like with the offensive lineman and everything else, you eventually come around to see him.
I did.
All right, Elliot, I don't want you to publicize your list until Tuesday at 3 when you're with us.
Not on that pot. Not on your Go Birds tomorrow.
Yeah, not on the morning show, not on the midday show.
Not
you're
even,
with us on Tuesday.
Not even on Blue Sky or Threads or TikTok or anything?
No, no.
Well, nobody's going to see it.
No, you can do it after it's on the radio. Yeah. No, after it's on the radio.
All right,
get the Go Birds podcast.
We're going to have to give him Monday because he's not going to be able to last.
No, he's not. Yet. Is Ace Bailey on your top 11 list?
No, I got rid of him.
Oh, my bad.
I was going to fight with him again.
No, exactly. Yeah. No, you just let me do it.
The way he says it, and it drives me crazy, is that they won't find a quarterback with this resume. That's not, like.
He's kind of right.
No, he's not.
Why not?
It's not, you don't.
He's kind of right.
It's just that word.
Yeah.
He does it on purpose.
I just took it like he's saying they could never find another quarterback if Jalen. You know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah.
But they found Jalen.
What do you mean
they won't find another quarterback?
Yeah.
And he said all year that the passing game was actually good. And a million times. Million times. Million. All right. Coming up next. 215-592-9494. We'll get back into the time.
Oh, it's Friday.
Oh, by the way, every time we go into an Elliot call, I say to myself, 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Well, you're always like, well, we're going to do this after Elliot. I'm like, oh, Spike, sure.
Yeah, well,
today's the day. Yeah. Then we're going to get him off by 3:10.
Yep.
It's impossible.
Wow. I have 7 questions for Elliot. I got to 2.
Yep.
I got to, what are you going to do on your podcast? And then 1 question.
Do you think they're going to rename the Jordan brand the Hurts brand?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
They've already done
that
it.
That really drove me crazy. Yeah. Like, what do you care about the Jordan brand?
He didn't bring up the Times 100 most influential.
No, he did.
He brought it up.
In history of the world?
Yeah, he did.
Most influential.
And then he brought up Iverson, who was not a Jordan brand.
No, he's a Reebok guy.
He's a Reebok guy. And that's his favorite athlete of all time. The coolest guy in the history of basketball was a Reebok guy.
Yes.
All right. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast is next. 215-592-9494. What should matter more in your top 11 list, the last year or the resume? We're at Chickies and Pizza in South
talent.
Philly.
That is special talent.
He is. He's one of a kind.
He's
one of a kind. Yeah, every day I think to myself, I'll go back and forth. I'll go, man, what a good thing bringing Elliot here was. And then, man, what a horrible thing bringing Elliot here was. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties are always better at Chickies. Book your graduation party online at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, as we always are on Fridays during the summer. Big games always better with crab fries. Online, chickiesandpete's.com, your official sports bar of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Every Friday at 3:30. Everyone loves it. No one gets any good weather information out of it, but everyone loves it. Tornado Shapiro is with us. Tornado?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, fellow tornado. Welcome to Toronto. The Canadians are coming. I'd say build a wall, but Joe Carter would probably hit a home run over it anyway. Cue Roger Mason and cue my music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Well, happy Father's Day, man, and to all you dads, Ike and Jack, of course, and I know Spike is a dog, Dan. I guess that counts for something.
Yeah, it counts.
It does.
No need to take shots.
That's not a shot, fella. That's a little pat on the back for you. Come on.
All
you
right.
You want a treat? I'll give you a treat.
Okay.
Of course, the ladies, all the ladies call me Daddy everywhere I go, but you guys already know that. I was always very proud of my dad, so proud I decided to follow in his footsteps. He was also a top weatherman. Dad was a little before your time, but in his day, he was known as Superstorm Shapiro. I bought Dad a wind-resistant tie every year. Come on. I should have bought him a pair of wind-resistant pants. Most of his wind was self-generated. Ouch!
Okay.
Later on in his career, Dad sat on the board of the WMO. That's the World Meteorology Organization. In fact, he chaired the Storm Naming Committee. He typically named all the storms after his conquests. He had them all Katrina, Sandy, Hugo. Oh, we don't want to talk about Hugo too much. Well, I guess a few years after Dad passed, they started labeling the real big one Superstorm after my father. Yeah, old Superstorm Shapiro. He was a legend up and down the East Coast. Good old dad had an intern in every port. Camel, tonight. Still hot and sticky, low 65. A lot of people in this town have still been out of shape. 30-some years ago about Toronto breaking our hearts in the 93 World Series. But I'll tell you, that was a hell of a ball club. Back-to-back World Series champs, those Blue Jays. Good guys, too. I was out with Joe Carter one night in the late 90s. It was myself, Ike Carter, Vernon Odom, Dan Cuellar, and Roger Mason out for a steak dinner at the local gentleman's club. Well, we got to going out a little bit. Dan Cuellar gets excited and offers to show one of the gals the Action News van. Then Vern Odom starts chatting up a girl named Cinnamon. Tries to move closer to her world, my friend. Ike decides to buy Joe Carter a lap dance. And then James Seltzer is working the club as the announcer. He starts running down his routine. Ladies and gentlemen, a beautiful, tasty lineup for tonight. Welcome Destiny to the main stage. Also, Angel, Brandy, Candy, Mystique, and Cinnamon. Roger Mason throws up $93 in ones and yells, "Touch them all, Joe! Touch them all!" Saturday, cloudy and cooler, high 72, 50-50 shot of rain for the protest on the parkway. If you still need a T-shirt, see Rob Carey. Hit him up at IHateEverybody.com.
First of all, I don't know how Seltzer was there. And second of all, leave Rob Carey out of this.
And John Olerud, also a big part of those championship teams. I got to know Ole when he was when I worked over at CKMGFM, the Moose Knuckle. Hello! They used to call it the Moose Head, knuckle. But it was deemed too sexually suggestive. They lost a major beer sponsor, too, and they changed it. I'm getting thirsty just thinking about it.
Yeah,
you remember Olerud, a great hitter. He wore the batting helmet the whole game. Johnny wore that nice big blue helmet everywhere he went. Kept it on after the game, too. He was smart, too, because one night we were out at Chez Paris in Montreal enjoying the ballet. Yeah. All of a sudden, some drunk cook rolls out of the kitchen, starts firing frozen poutines at Olerud. Ike, you ever get hit in the head with a frozen poutine at a strip club?
No.
All the time.
They're lethal. Olerud got popped right in the head, and his blue helmet turned purple. All of a sudden, he's sitting there with his purple helmet. He stiffened up. The girls start coming around trying to remedy the situation. He has ended up taking him to the ER. They nursed him back to health. He was later given his release from the hospital.
Yeah, okay, yes, thank yes, God, sir. Thank God. Can we
way to land the point.
Yeah, can we wrap this up? Yeah, give the forecast.
Sunday, chance of precip 50-50, and a chance of a frown on Dad's face after getting another weather-resistant tie on Father's Day. You heard it here first. The most accurate weather forecast anywhere. Tornado Shapiro, in honor of Super Storm Shapiro, son of the legend, Super Storm Shapiro.
All right, there it is. Oh, music, please. Sorry, I thought he was done. Can you imagine a worse strip club DJ than Seltzer?
Oh, yeah, his voice over the loudspeaker.
Come on, man.
He'd get the people going.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's going to get them the right way. All right. Well, we know we've got a major golf championship happening right now. Uh-huh. We know we're lucky enough on this show that we have the premier golf voice in Philadelphia. So we're going to check in on the Open.
And now, Ike Reese on the U.S. Open.
Well, welcome back to the U.S. Open. Quiet down a little bit. Not a whole lot has happened at the top of the leaderboard, but what I'm keeping my eye on is some of these big names that may not make the cut. I told you the cut line is at +7 right now. So let me give you
who's not going to make the cut?
Let me give you a couple names that are below the cut line right now that we'll keep an eye on to see if they make it to the weekend. Can we start off with Masters defending champion Rory McIlroy?
Wow.
Right now sitting at +8 after 6.
Wow.
He needs a little humbling after the Masters, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's not been looking very good after the Masters.
Yeah. Got a little cocky.
But you do want to see him on the weekend. So he's hovering around that cut line. I'm looking for the
lower.
Yes, yes. Yes. Holy smokes. Every how many time. Times do I have to tell
man,
you?
My guy Shane Lowry sitting at +14.
Wow.
That's a shocker.
Holy cow.
That is a shocker. He definitely is not making a cut this weekend. I'm trying to find the number one golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler, and see where he's at. I can't find him on. He's above the cut line, it looks like.
Is he even playing?
Tony Finau, he's up there, +6. Corey Connors, like that. How about Bryson DeChambeau sitting at +7? Just 2 strokes away from the cut line, so it's going to be tough for him.
We should get Tornado to do the golf update sometime with all the strokes and the rough.
Well, there's Scotty. Scotty finished his round already today, sitting in pretty good position, +4. 3 strokes ahead of the cut line, so it looks like he's safe as far as making it the weekend. That's really the big story right now.
Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, Scottie Scheffler. Well, which of your top golfers will make it to the weekends? A lot of guys, it's tough. Oakmont has not been easy.
U.S. Open courses are generally harder.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like a blue chew.
Yeah, there's another tornado.
Freaking Aberg.
Yeah.
It's +3 today.
Yeah.
You have money on him?
Yeah.
All right.
I bet on him when he's -2 to open the round. He's
at +5.
Yeah, birdied a hole since.
Yeah. Tough.
Wow.
It's awful.
215. All right. 215-592-9494. What means more in your top 11 list, the last year or the resume? We'll get to your calls right after I talk to you about Colonial Hyundai. Now, you hear graduation parties, right? Everybody's graduating high school. Graduating college, graduating middle school, which I think is a sham. You don't graduate middle school, but whatever.
If what you about graduating elementary school?
Nah, that's not a graduation.
Come on, man. 5th to middle school is a big jump.
Shut up. You graduate now at Colonial Hyundai. What are you graduating to? A brand new Hyundai. John Ashdale, the car czar, knows, first of all, that graduating middle school is a sham, so is elementary school, but knows that you want a brand new Hyundai. So in that brand new dealership, grand reopening, they are going to hook you up with up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That's up to 10 grand. And if you're trading in piece of junk, they're going to hook you up there with at least $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. Every new Hyundai at Colonial, you're getting 3 years of complimentary maintenance. You're getting America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. You know at Colonial, it's always faster, it's always easier, it's always better. In-stock vehicles only, tax and tags additional. Offers cannot be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah. I'm on my way down there. Come get me a drink, me and the fellas. You know what I mean? Happy Father's
Day. Yeah, boy.
You know?
Yep.
Mike's not a father, so I can't really say that doesn't pertain to you, though. But, you know, have some kids.
He's a pet dad.
He's a pet dad. I mean, that, you know, hey, that don't count. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Gotta have kids.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
hey, listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to tread lightly today, so Spike, tread lightly today, okay? Let's tread lightly today, all right? I got some good news for you guys, okay? About this top 11 list, okay? So here we are.
Okay.
The top 11 list. You know what I mean? I've been waiting all year for this list to come out. And I think that this year, we should particularly go off of last year's list. No, not last year's list, but last year's accomplishments. Not resumes. And, you know, the reason why I say that is because the list comes out every year. It's not a Hall of Fame list. You know what I mean? But I can see why you guys would want it, you know, to where it's no resume count, particularly Jack and Spike, because you want to make room for your guys who don't think you're going to make the list. I know what you're doing. And they might not make the list. My boy Harper might not make the list. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
He should make,
That's crazy, though, I think.
Nah, listen, Harper is, I mean, you know, I got a feeling on my list, though. All right, Jack? I got a feeling on my list.
Zach Wheeler. Okay,
so,
yeah.
He's a smaller guy.
If Zach Wheeler is not on your list, the whole list is in fraudulent.
Yeah.
Nah. Listen, I'm telling you, you know the Philly that's on my list, Jack. Come on, stop playing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but I keep seeing my list is kind of like the the draft or the schedule release. See, I keep releasing.
Well, hold up. Chuck. Why wouldn't Zach Wheeler be on your list? He's basically been the best pitcher in the National League for 5 years, including the last year.
Oh, why didn't you say that? I'm on my list, Mike. Hold up. I can't give you listen.
All right.
You know what I mean?
You're teasing us. You're teasing us. Oh, okay.
All right.
It's like a true pro. Like a true pro.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, listen, my list is going to be popping, man. But, I released some to y'all. I released, like, three selections to y'all.
Well, give us three. What three you have?
I already gave you three. I gave you Quinn Yon's going to be on the list. I didn't tell you particularly where.
Okay.
Jalen Carter. Saquon.
Okay. All right. I think they'll be on most lists. I think those guys will be on most lists.
Yeah.
But I got some surprises in there. You know what I mean? I can't, but they're going to be on most lists. So where at on those lists? That's where the suspense come at.
Yes. Yeah, so my question for you, Chuck, is going to be, and you've been a big Hurts guy recently, since the Super Bowl, and if we're just concentrating on the last year, I don't know how high you can have Hurts.
Hey, listen. You know he's in the top five. Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
All right.
He's in the top five.
Okay.
Hey,
all right, Chuck.
Let me say this. I do have a movie for you. A sequel.
A sequel.
Yeah. And the best sequel to me of all was Alien. I'm sorry. It's better than the original.
Alien?
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, Aliens.
Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, so Aliens is the sequel to Alien.
And Chuck, I didn't know. Sci-fi?
I agree with Chuck on that one. Aliens, now it's not my favorite in the series, but Aliens is definitely better than Alien.
Yeah, Aliens is better than Alien. And in 86 it came out. That was a tremendous movie, man, especially for the graphics.
Oh, I remember it, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Like, Aliens was all that, man. Plus, I had a thing for... Sigourney back in the day, I was just
there it is.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, there it is.
All right,
I'll see you in a minute, man. Get on down.
All right, Chuck. Yeah, I love Aliens. I didn't expect that out of Chuck.
Was not a big Alien guy.
Oh no. I love the series. My favorite Aliens movie in the series is Prometheus. That's my favorite one.
I did like Prometheus, though. That
you
was
did?
Pretty good.
I love Prometheus.
Yeah.
I love that movie. It's a pretty controversial movie within the alien community.
I wasn't that deep into
it. Either you love it or you hate it. I like that storyline in the Aliens thing is the Prometheus one. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which matters more when filling out your top 11 athletes list, the player's resume or the last year? The resume is at 66.5%. See, I thought Chuck would have had Jalen number one. The way that Chuck has been talking.
No, I know.
You know?
I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure there will be some that will have him number one. I don't know how you could have him number one.
I think he's going to be – now, I haven't seen any of the listener voting yet. I've not seen any of that.
Right.
I think he's going to be number two.
I could see him being number two.
My prediction is that I believe – I don't know for sure, but I believe it's going to go Saquon Jalen. That's what I believe.
Yeah. Yes, I think it's going to – I think it's either between Wheeler and Hurts for two.
Yeah, I think Wheeler should be one.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I'll give that away. The Wheeler will be one on my list.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Makes Jack happy.
Well, now, I think the one that
makes Fritz happy over here.
The one that I've been surprised by is I feel like people are not properly ranking Jalen Carter. Like, it doesn't feel like he's going to end in the top five, and I think he should 100% be in the top five.
You don't think he's going to be in the top five?
100%.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me just go through in my head.
Well, take those three guys.
Yep.
Take Jalen, Saquon, Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
So then there's two other spots. You have Bryce for that spot.
So you got Bryce.
You could have Bryce.
AJ.
You could have AJ. Yeah. I guess Lane. Godfathered in.
Yep.
I guess I mean, he could squeeze into the top five.
Yeah, I just... It feels like people are putting more like in the 7-8 range.
I would have him.
So who would be higher, AJ or Jalen Carter?
That's a tough one.
Ooh.
And especially if you're putting more emphasis on last year.
I.
Yeah, but last year AJ was hampered because of the quarterback.
We're still talking about his performance.
When he got the ball, he was fine.
I couldn't agree with you more.
When he actually got the ball, he was fine.
Except in the Rams game when he dropped the touchdown.
He had dropped one pass all year.
Now, look, that I love AJ.
Devontae dropped one.
Yeah, and it cost Kenny Pickett a possible run here as starting quarterback.
If I'm thinking about the last year, Jalen Carter, and I love AJ, but Jalen Carter basically playing every down, saving the playoffs with that sack.
Yeah.
And he got better as the year went on, I feel like, got more dominant. On a number – the best player on a number one defense.
Was he the best player?
Second best player. I guess second best
player. It
was
funny. It's arguable.
Yeah.
I mean, him and Zach Bond, where would you go? Would you go Zach?
I would say Zach because Zach was – if Zach doesn't happen, I would say Zach Bond. Yeah, because Zach Bond's got more responsibility.
Now you
Jalen
know where I'm leaning. Zach is higher on my list.
Is between Bond and Jalen Carter?
Yeah.
But does Bond benefit because of what Jalen Carter does?
Of course he does.
Does Jalen Carter benefit because of Bond?
I don't think so. I think it's Jalen Carter more of a force multiplier.
Does the defense – well, you can't say the defense didn't benefit because of Zach Bond.
It did.
Yeah.
But if I'm evaluating the individual player.
He was second in defensive player.
And guess what? I agree. Don't bite my head off.
All right.
Just I think Jalen Carter's a better player.
I'm just saying, well, he is a better player. But I'm saying there's an argument that Zach Bond
had a better year.
Was the best defensive player last year. That's a fair argument. That's no disrespect to Jalen Carter. It really just tells you how good Zach Bond was.
Absolutely.
Best one-year signing in the history of
maybe.
Philadelphia sports.
215-592-9494.
Especially considering what they're getting for veteran minimum. What they paying?
Was he – no, see, Devin White was $5
million. That's what I'm saying. Devin got the money.
So he had to be less than $5
million. Yeah.
Easily. Yeah. I think it was $3 million.
If that.
Yeah.
Well, then he got paid.
Oh, boy, did he.
Do we believe
–
We believe
he got paid as much as every linebacker that's played here in the last 20 years combined.
Yeah, I was going to say. Do we think, and we believe that Zach Bond, we don't know much about Zach Bond. He's a quiet guy.
Mm-hmm. $3.5 million.
Does getting the contract affect Zach Bond? All these guys.
No.
You don't think so?
At least I don't believe so.
I don't believe so, but also, I think a lot of what I know about Zach Bond is imagined.
Yeah.
Because we don't know anything about Zach Bond. You know? We know he came in here, that he fit, Vic Fangio had an image for him. Yeah. He played great, but he was playing for his career. He was playing for his contract, you know? Now, I assume he'll be good.
Yeah, I view Zach that – now, he may not be as good. That's different. That's a different question.
Sure.
That's going to be tough to live up to, being a runner-up defensive player of the year, especially at that position. But as far as what you're going to get out of him from an effort standpoint, from a locked-in teammate – and good for your as a leader on that side of the football, Zach Bond, I think, has a chance to solidify himself as an Eagle.
Yeah, an all-time Eagle.
Yeah, he's going to be here for a while.
Yep.
Right? Him and Jahai Campbell at some point.
Well, Jahai Campbell will be on the edge.
According to our Eagles insider.
215-592-9494.
You notice I let that go.
Yeah.
I let that go with him. Yes, I didn't bring that up.
He's already ready to buckle on that one, by the way. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. By the way, Jack, where could you see Joe Conklin in July,
Listen, Saturday, July 12th, Ocean City Music Pier. I'll be there.
Wow.
Signing copies of Ring the Bell. I think it's showing up next week. It's being shipped next week. So
it's been what?
It's about to be Ring the Bell season around here.
Yes.
So looking forward to that. So I'll be signing copies of the book down Saturday, July 12th, Ocean City Music Hall, right before the big show with Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra on the boardwalk at A Street. Get tickets at
JoeConklin.com.
What did he say there?
Don't you do that.
What was the issue there?
You said a word that I thought you said a different word.
He said ship. He did.
Ship. Okay.
But you said it in a way that.
Oh, okay. I said ship. They're shipping this week.
Yeah, yes. Ship.
Yeah.
All right.
Take it easy.
215-592-9494.
Yep.
The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.